Instagram isn't honest. Instagram isn't very honest. We all know it, but we still let it pump our heads full of perfect pictures of perfect sexy people living their gorgeous Insta lives. I'm actually jealous of my own profile pictures. I wish I could be bothered with painting that makeup on and smile on every day. Put it this way. I have a lot of dress-down days you guys don't know about. I may have made your stick wearing my pyjamas. Just saying. A friend once called her daily ritual as putting on her fighting red lipstick. It's her costume. It's our armour. It's how we're going to deceive the world today. But why bother? Is it wrong to fake it till you make it? What if you do it long enough and the act becomes a reality? Then it stops being deception. It just becomes your new state. I believe in this, and I think I've been pretty damn good at it. So it still really shocks me how it chips so easily, how a crack appears, and then the entire armour just falls away, revealing little old me struggling and fighting to live in this able society every day. So what makes it crack then? Absolutely bloody anything. Unfairness mainly. It makes me so mad. When I'm treated differently, indifferently, badly, patronisingly, rudely, you all know. It happens to you too. I'm trying to live in a world that isn't designed for me. I can't get up curbs in my wheelchair and I just say, oh, it's okay, I'll go another way. The toilet in the restaurant is downstairs, so I say, oh, it's okay, I won't drink anything, instead of, I'm just going to pee right here on the marble floor. I park in a disabled spot and someone bangs on my window asking me why. Or the old favourite, what happened to you then? And I'm expected to tell, in tasteful sound bites, my tale of infection, amputation, loss and disability to a perfect stranger and then crack on with having a nice day. Bye. What I'm saying is, I'm not honest either. Some days are crappy, but I don't talk about them. Some days are painful, but I don't show you the tears. Some days are depressing, but I don't show you the blank face I wear. Some days the loss is too overwhelming, but I don't show you how I stay asleep so I don't have to deal with it. I bet a lot of this sounds familiar to you. Please tell me if it is. My brutal honesty is that after having my leg amputated, I walked really well for a long while. But since then, more shit's happened. I've grown older, and I can't anymore. That's tough for me to admit, because that's me essentially saying, I doubt I'll walk again. Yet, catch me on a positive day, and I'll say, walking schmorking. I don't need two legs to do what I do, and live how I live. I ace it with one leg from a wheelchair. On a positive day, I know I've achieved so much since my amputation, and it doesn't end there. I've got a lot more to bring you, and I'm not stopping anytime soon. I want to be someone who speaks out about the unfairness we live with, but I need to be someone who isn't afraid to say what they're feeling because they're afraid of the reaction I might get. I have lots of words. Some of them have four letters, and I'd like to share them with people who previously haven't given a four-letter word. So I think what I'm saying is, some days I can tell the truth, just like you can. Be patient with me while I find a way to do it more often. I don't want you to think I'm superhuman. I certainly don't think I am. I just need to find a way to show you my weaknesses without you seeing that I'm also weak. But I will find a way.